All right, we've been waiting for this all week long. Dave Chandler, John Gregg are here. They are Chatham County Line. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. They're playing a show tonight at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall in Stanton, and they're going to show you why you should go right now.
Not a place to hang your head. Run away from yourself, you decided a long time ago that I was the one. Start to feel like a broken game, tucked in a cupboard, stored away. Don't you remember how we used to laugh when we remembered how to play? Oh, and speak so like a headline in. That you did what you did just to lose, that you could not find.
Late for work on WNRN. That is Chatham County Line, live in Denver at WNRN Studios. The song is called Wildwood. It is the title track to their brand new album and their CD release tour. It's Stanton tonight for a WNRN Presents show at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall. John Tier, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How doing? Thanks. Great. And, man, what a great way to start the morning. You guys just waltz on into the studio and charm us all with your wondrous ways.
Thanks
and
so
I love
much.
It when I can just tell a band, go play, and you do, and you break out, and you sound awesome. You guys are just so, you know, you guys have been together now for 10 years. You just have a relaxed kind of vibe about each other. Since Dave isn't here, what thing bugs you the most about that guy?
Well, there's more than one thing.
Go ahead. Yeah. What bugs you the most about the lead guy?
Oh, let's see. You guys got anything? Because there's so much. I just unload.
All right, so you playing the home game. Dane just ran out of the studio for a second.
And that's kind of strange.
Breaks the strings.
He breaks the strings all the time?
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Is that because he's a flat picker? And does it come from that? And just striking it too hard?
Aggression. Yes. I think it's a lot of aggression. He's getting some stuff out. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, hey, Dave.
No, I love that guy.
Yeah, really back. Yeah, hey.
He's really cool.
Yeah, the
so
Dave.
Anyway.
Yeah, we like good Dave. Yeah. Well, you guys, you know, your sound reeks of just Appalachia and the Blue Ridge Mountains and the sounds that have just been here for centuries and centuries. Are there certain spots that you guys like to visit of the Blue Ridge more than others as you're traveling up and down the East Coast?
You know, a lot of it is we have such a great time being able to travel, and this is one of the first times in a while we've been able to come up this way again and really get to see part of the beautiful country. And it's always a pleasure just to be able to travel through the mountains and to see all that. It makes the ride a lot easier, because a lot of times, especially when we go out west coast, especially when we hit Texas or something, you know, the hands just stay right there on the wheel on 10 and 2.
Yeah.
For like 7 or 8 hours, you know, so it gets a little boring.
We're 15 hours. So
yeah, maybe more than that.
We got to play Floyd Fest one time, and we're amazed that we were riding down the parkway, and bam, there was a festival right there, and it was,
sweet.
You know, that's pretty cool.
I've never been to Floyd Fest, and Emily is standing by my side helping us out with Sound Deuce. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Live radio.
I love Floyd Fest.
Yeah, she loves Floyd Fest. And it always has that vibe just on the outset of a person that myself has never been to it, that it's just like, come on by, hang out, we're going to have fun. And that's what, you know, you guys are all about, Chatham County Line. It's just, you guys are one of the great bands in America that you're just like, hey, come on in, enjoy. If not, that's all right.
That's all right. Appreciate that. We do our best, as always.
Well, now Dave's back in the room. Hi, Dave. All right, Dave, before we get into another song, I do have a question for you. You produced the most recent album, Wildwood, and the most notable change in the album was the addition of a drummer in the form of Zee Cutchins, who, you know, has a stellar resume working
genius
with Tiff Merritt and Sarah Watkins and such. What made the decision for you guys to bring drums into the mix?
Well, I have a set of drums in my basement, a vintage set of Round Badge Gretsch drums, and they're awesome. They look great, but I can't play them very well. So I invite Zeke over every once in a while to bang on them while I play loud electric guitar. And just one of those days, we were goofing off down there. We wrote a couple of new songs, one of which was Saturdays and Sundays, and that made it onto the new Chatham County Line record. And we thought, hey, why not? Let's have Zeke jump on there and make it fun.
Well, when you take those songs now out on tour, I mean, you're just launching into the CD tour, but are you wondering, you know, all right, are we going to miss that percussion element when we go and take it on stage?
One of the great things about this band is there's always this phantom drummer that exists when we play, and it's a combination of all the not-meant-to-be noises that are made by our individual instruments that form a drummer when they're made, and it's just this phantom thing. And so on this record we made the phantom real, but when we go out on the road we're gonna just take the phantom along with us. He's cheaper.
Well, of course, having Chandler Holt on banjo, that adds a lot of percussion onto it.
Oh yeah.
All right, well, let's hear some of it right now. Chatham County Line, live in studio, WNRN 2.
Back in Hollywood, there's gas in the tank, tonight's our fate. Let us not part so by the porch's light. Let's go out together into the night. She said her friend Peter had a steady way. Home for two, his number's on the page. Well, I thought for a while, and that's when she spoke. And the words as it started, I thought, a joke. She said, come see me when the drop comes in. The water's high, can't afford to spend. I'm high on the cotton and my dress is fine.
Let's spend it all, you can be mine.
I'm not the kind of woman that's bound to lose. So don't come around with your poor, poor blues. She was sore from the moment she picked up. Plastic fork in a paper cup. She laughed at my jokes and she sure could smile. Something cheap as my love, she laughed a while. She said, come see me when the cop comes in.
The water's high, you can't afford to spend.
I'm high on the cotton and my dress is fine.
I'd spend it all if you could be mine.
I'm not the kind of woman that's bound to lose. So don't come around with your poor blue. Does a diamond really talk that loud? Does just love not make me cry? When you got all you can use, don't mow me with rich girl could hardly wait. Back when I thought you were my fate, but a diamond told you to walk that aisle. Even though that could have been my style. She said, come see me when the crop comes in.
The water's high.
I'm high on the cotton and my dress is fine.
Would have spent it all if you could be mine.
Chatham County Line, live at the WNRN Studios with the track Crop Comes In. Again, it's off their new album entitled Wildwood. Hit stores officially on Tuesday, and they are doing a CD release, Party Tua, tonight at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall in Stanton for a WNRN Presents show. You guys are starting to joke on your website about how your suits have gotten awful dirty after, you know, the past 10 years of touring and stuff.
Oh, yes.
But today you walk in looking all kinds of dapper. In fact, Greg on the bass back there, he actually said, I have to go get dressed before you guys came on the air. And obviously, you know, Radio Land, people out there, they're going to see the suits later on when we hit this thing on YouTube. But right now, you know, they just hear a great band on the radio. But does wearing the suits add that psychological component of, hey, it's game time when you go to perform?
It really is. It's a huge part of it for everybody. And we just like to stand around naked in parking lots. I think that's the real heart of our desires here. But ever since we did the last show at the Mockingbird there in Stanton,
yeah.
I apologize, Stanton. Love you and the Stonewall Jackson. But ever since we did that and you guys put it up on YouTube, we realized that we should have put our suits on. So we're prepared at any time to put our suits on. We, you know, needed to stop at a gas station on the way in and dress
some
up.
More
some more than others. My suit's at the cleaners right now.
Well, it's a part of the Americana music scene that I love a lot because it harkens back to a day that is long forgotten in today's digital era that, you know, bands that were properly dressed and playing real music that meant a lot to people, not only emotionally, but also in that sense of who I am as a person, who I am as an American. And it brings back that, and as a radio person, that early days of radio where, you know, there would be those fireside conversations and bands getting around a microphone and playing on a Saturday night, and everyone was huddled around at their radio all across the country enjoying the live stage experience. And you guys are bringing it to people like here this morning, but also when you guys hit the stage as well.
Yeah, I mean, I challenge anyone out there in radio land to find me a black and white picture from the 40s of someone in shorts and flip-flops. It just can't be done. And so we take little pieces of the past and bring it into the present. One of the things is the single microphone and the acoustic instruments and no electricity on the stage, and the other thing is the suits and boots, and we wouldn't change that for the world.
Chatham County Line are here in studio, and they are performing a WNRM Presents show at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall. And we highly suggest you get on out there. You guys are based out of Raleigh, and you know when you guys started about 10 years ago, there was a whole slew of great bands coming out of Raleigh. You got, you know, Tiff Merritt, Whiskey Town, Ryan Adams, etc. Mm-hmm. What was it about that time in Raleigh that really spawned so many great musicians like yourselves?
I don't know what it was, really. It was probably the climate and all the great music. I think things that inspired us getting started was seeing great bands like the Backsliders and Six String Drag come at, seemingly out of nowhere, and being, you know, just amazed at the talent they possessed. And then they were playing these super small venues, and you can't for the life of you figure out why they're playing such small venues. And then they kind of reach a certain level, and then, you know, life gets in the way for those guys especially. But it's just inspiring to see the stuff around you become so popular and people take onto it. And I think there was cheap beer at the time too in Raleigh.
Everybody loves cheap beer. Cheap beer is an artist muse, really.
Yeah, it's a dying breed.
Fortunately, in this economy, it is. You know, your summer tour has you guys traveling all across the country and then even back to England. There's an increasing number of rootsy British acts. We heard from Mumford & Sons a while ago. Are British audiences getting more and more receptive to the Americana bluegrass scene?
Oh, I think they've always been so supportive, and they really love it. I think ever since World War II, the Europeans really love to bring Americans over to do stuff besides killing. And and so we're proud to be a part of that new tradition of peaceful occupation, if you will.
Sorry, you hit my giggle spot.
I was looking for it.
Yeah, no, you got me right there. All right. All right, let's hear another one, fellas. It's Chatham County Live.
You got it. This is another one off the new record. It's called Out of the Running.
One, two, three. Say that I'm retired, I no longer get around. You could say anything, but you couldn't put me down. But I guess I'm out of the running. I'm out of the running. Say goodbye to the stars. I've never had my name in lights on a glowing marquee. Most of the world knows right now what it's like to be me. I'm out of the running. Thanks to your applause. So I guess I'm out of the running. Say goodbye to the stars. Goodbye to the stars.
WNRN, Chatham County Line, live at the WNRN studios. Out of the Running again appears on their new studio album, Wildwood, and they are at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall tonight. And if you're in the Valley, you're in Charlottesville, hey, make the drive, go up and see them. You're going to have a great time. I know it's a hot day, but man, they're going to make the sweat smooth right off you and forget about your troubles.
It's going to be a cool night.
It's going to be a cool night. One quick question. You guys have been together, you know, as I mentioned, over a decade now. And as you look back in the days yet to come, where do you see CCL? What is the next 10-year plan for the band?
Hopefully it's not the graveyard of bands gone by. But we're just having a great time doing it now. Record number 5, looking down the road to record number 10. And we're just going to keep putting out the music we put out, and hopefully with the support of good people like the folks that are going to come out to the Mockingbird tonight, we'll be able to keep doing it for years and years and till we're old and in wheelchairs.
Well, that's the best attitude to have with it. You know, we just get out there, make the day whatever you can.
Exactly.
And, you know, if that's the attitude you have, it's going to be a winning day.
And I want to clarify something. You say we've been doing this for 10 years. Mm-hmm. For all the young ladies listening out there, this band actually started at age 9. Mm-hmm. And so just do the math, and we'll see you at the show.
And it's been nice talking to such young men as yourselves today. And the professionalism you've shown and the candor has been a delight. Thank you guys for holding it.
Thanks for having
us. Especially with your young interns in the room. That's very nice. Chatham County Line tonight. Ann Williams has a request. Before you guys jet, will you play a song for Ann off the spot? And I meant to ask you this early, and I apologize, Ann. But she really wants to hear. Ann, go ahead.
Can you play the Carolinian, please?
Oh, you got it. Yeah, let us.
All of our friends in Richmond will really appreciate it as well.
We will. My beautiful 12-year-old wife still wonders who the song is about. So we'll do this one for you. This is for all my friends out there in Richmond. Sorry I didn't send you a text to tell you to listen, but hopefully you have magic powers.
Chatham County Line, live at WNRN.
Met on a Carolinian heading south from D.C. Says he's got himself peaked at a C. Just smiled and said Richmond when asked where she was bound. Began to wish my life away to be born in that town. Talked a little bit and then she smiled and saw down in her eyes. She wouldn't just be beautiful. She was kind and she was wise. But a woman down in Raleigh would soon have my son. So I waited for a station like a bullet from a gun. She's in Richmond with my heart, and I'm bound for Carolina. Wish I'd never met this dream. When the train reached the station, she looked me in the eye. Said, come with me to Richmond and we'll start a brand new life. You know that moment still wears on my mind. Cause I took my body to Raleigh, left my heart behind. She's in Richmond with my heart. So while I'm bound for Carolina, she's in Richmond with my heart. My son has grown up to my hand and he fills me with pride. I take him down to the station to watch the trains roll by. But that northbound Carolinian always makes the teardrops stop. Cause it's headed up to Virginia where I left my heart. She's in Richmond with my heart, and I'm bound for Carolina. Wish I'd never met this train. Oh, the girl is set behind her. Now we're apart. So while I'm down in Carolina, she's in Richmond with my heart.
Chatham County Line, Greg Reedling on bass, John T.R. Madeline and Fiddle this morning, and Chandler Holt on banjo, and Dave Wilson, singer, guitarist, and harmonicist. Thank you, gentlemen, so much today for coming on by on this hot Wednesday morning. And you can catch me tonight at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall for a WNRM Presents show in Stanton. Enjoy it, and thank you so much, guys, for stopping by today. It's been a blast.
Thanks for having us. We love WNRM in the neighborhood.
Get the new album, Wildwood. It officially comes out on Tuesday.